John 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they have made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the anointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was this anointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had a bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King comes sitting on an ass colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus of his grave and raised him up from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye reveal nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feet. They same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip comes and tells Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Very verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat will fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He had loved his life and shall lose it, and he had hasted his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but from this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Then people therefore that stood by and heard it said it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, The voice come not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he shall die. The people answered him, We have heard out the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest you the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, let darkness come up to you. For he that walks in darkness knoweth no whither than goes. While ye have the light, believe in the light, and ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, they believed not in him, that the sayings of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed in your report, and whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes and not understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers and also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believes not on me, but on him that has sent me. And he that sent me sees him and sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words has not judged him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment with what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫撒拉禄从死中复活的地方。有人在那里为耶稣举备筵席，马大在旁边伺候，撒拉禄也和耶稣同席。玛利亚就拿一斤极贵的香膏抹上耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里瞬间就充满了香膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是要出卖耶稣的犹太人犹大，说，为什么不把这香膏买30两银子周济穷人呢？耶稣说，这并不是不念穷人，只因为他是个贼，带着钱囊，常拿其所有。耶稣说，由他吧，他要为我安葬之日才守护着这个，因为常有穷人与你们同在，却不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，他们来，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里复活的撒拉禄，但祭司长商议要连撒拉禄也除掉，因此有好些犹太人为撒拉禄的缘故就去信了耶稣。第二天，许多来过节的人听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷，就拿着棕榈树叶去迎接他，并喊着说，我的主啊，奉主名来的以色列王是应当得到称颂的。耶稣找到一头驴，就骑上去，如圣经上所载，我的人民呐，不要惧怕，看呐，你的王骑着驴驹而来。这些话门徒起先并不明白，等看到耶稣得到了相应的荣耀之后，才想起这些话是指着写他的，并且众人果然像他这样一样做了。耶稣召呼撒拉禄从坟墓中走出来，使他从死里复活的时候，和他在一起的人就同时做了见证。众人听见耶稣行了这样的神迹，就来迎接他。法利赛人就彼此说，你们看出来你们是徒然无功的吗？看哪，世人都要从他那里去了。当时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人，他们就来见加利利伯赛的大臣，说道，先生，我们想见耶稣本人。菲利去告诉安德烈，安德烈和菲利又告诉耶稣。耶稣回答说，人子得到荣耀的时候到了。我明明白白地告诉你们， 一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，之后就会结出许多种麦粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就会丧失生命。在这世界上，憎恨自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从于我。我在哪里，服从我的人也照在哪里。若有人服侍于我，我的天父就尊重于他。现在我忧心忡忡，我说什么好呢？父啊，救我脱离这苦海。但我原以为是因为这个原因而来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时有声音从天上来，说我已经荣耀我的名，还要再次荣耀。旁边的众人也听见了，就说打雷了，还有人说有天使对他说话了。耶稣回答说，这声音不是为我而来，乃是为你们而来。现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶走，我若从这地上被举起，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指自己将要怎样去死的时候会说的话。众人回答说，从律法所见，耶稣是永远长存的。你们怎么说人子必须被举起呢？这人子又是谁？光在你们中间行进的一点点的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临时到你们头上。因为黑暗中行走的人不知道要去哪里。你们应当趁着有光，信着这样的光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣说了这话，就离开他们，隐藏起来。耶稣虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，但是他们还是不相信他。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。他说，主啊，我们所传的有谁相信呢？主的臂膀向谁显露呢？所以他们不能相信。以赛亚又说，主叫你们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。以赛亚看见了他的荣耀，就指着这些话。诚然如此，长官中也有些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故就不信了。他们不承认，恐怕会被赶出会堂，因为他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。耶稣大声说，信我的不是信我，乃是差遣我那里的人来让我完成。看见我的就是看见那差里我来我做事的人。我到世上来乃是光，叫所有信我的人都不住在黑暗当中。若有人听见的我的话不遵守，我就不审判他。我本不是要来审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。而放弃我不领受我的话的人，自有审判他的人。我就我所讲的话在末日要审判他，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差遣我来的人已经给我下了命令，叫我说什么讲什么。我知道他的命令就是永生，所以凡照我说的话都照着我父亲所说，我就要说出来。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目中文名称读经大讲堂，英文名称 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的问题学习讨论。希望这样的趣味性互对过程会给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第21次演讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki, Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And learn, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 21st lecture on the Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, Therefore, firstly, still my today's personal study summary. The first part of Bible tells about a few important events in Jesus' life. Firstly, it starts with Jesus visiting Bethany, where Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised up from the dead, lived. Mary, Lazarus' sister, used a very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. Judas, the disciple who would later betray Jesus, promptly died. The perfume should have been sold to help the poor. But Jesus defended Mary, seeing she did in this preparation for his funeral. Next, it talks about how the chief priest wanted to kill Lazarus because many people started believing in Jesus after seeing him alive again. Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and people welcomed him with palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel." This fulfilled a prophecy from the Old Testament. After all, Jesus walked about his upcoming death. He explained that, like a seed must die to produce many seed, he too must die to bring eternal life to many. He also said that those who follow him must be willing to lose their lives in this world to gain eternal life. Jesus also said that he came to save the world, not to judge it, and that those who believe in him are believing in God who sent him. He emphasized that he is the light of the world, and whoever believes in him will not remain in darkness. Even though Jesus performed many miracles, many people still didn't believe in him because their hearts were hardened. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello everybody. The chapter 12 of the Gospel of John begins with the Last Public Supper. There were people named with their personalities, which were Martha, the servant, Mary, the adoring person, and Lazarus sitting at the side of Jesus. There was named Judas Iscariot too, who was a thief and who will betray Jesus later. And there was the crowd who wanted to see Jesus and Lazarus.
约翰福音第12章以后，实际上以最后的晚餐开始的，那里有按个性命名的人，分别是仆人马大、崇拜者玛丽和坐在耶稣旁边的萨拉路。当然，那里还有一个叫犹大的加利略人，他是个小偷。在之后，他会出卖耶稣，还有一群人想见耶稣和萨拉路本人。
All those people performed acts according to their personality.
所有这些都是根据他们的个性来行事的。
We have to ask ourselves, which personality do we reflect? Are we a servant or a worshipper? Are we sitting spiritually beside Jesus, or are we just looking at him or even betraying him when Jesus not does what we expect him to do?
我们必须扪心自问，我们属于哪种性格？我们到底是仆人呢，还是作为崇拜者？我们是否在精神上坐在耶稣旁边，还只是仅仅看着他，甚至在耶稣没有做我们期望他做的事情时候去背叛他呢？
Judas Iscariot had a bad personality, but he had 3 years for to learn and change, but he never changed and wanted to make a business out of Jesus.
加略人犹大实际上本性很坏，虽然他有3年的时间学习改过，但他始终没有改变，而且他想利用耶稣来做生意。
Of course, we meet all those personalities today too, and we always have to ask ourselves, are we worshippers like Mary? Because in John 4, Jesus says that God searches people that who adore him in spirit and truth.
当然，今天我们也会遇到各种各样的人。 我们总是要问自己，我们是否像玛丽一样是崇拜者？因为在约翰福音第四章中，耶稣曾经讲过，上帝寻找那些用心灵和真理来崇拜他的人。
The next day is a prophecy of the Old Testament fulfilled that the Messiah will enter on a donkey in Jerusalem. The people took branches of palms and worshipped Jesus as a king. There were the people who saw the miracle with Lazarus, and even more people joined them to worship.
第二天，旧约预言应验，弥赛亚将乘着驴进入耶路撒冷，人们拿着棕榈树枝，把耶稣当作君王来崇拜。有些人看到了撒拉路身上的神迹，甚至会有更多的人加入他们的崇拜。
The Pharisees said that there is no matter how they can stop Jesus from being the new king.
法利赛人说，无论怎样，他们都无法阻止耶稣成为新的国王。
Some men from Greece wanted to see Jesus too. Now the situation has converted dangerous for Jesus. That is why they asked the disciple if they may see him.
一些希腊人也想见耶稣，现在情况对耶稣来说变得很危险，所以他们问门徒是否可以见他。
Jesus declared that his time to die has come and that his death is necessary for to bring much fruit.
耶稣宣称他的死亡时刻已经来到，并且他的死亡对于结出丰硕的果实也是必要的。
He talked about that he will soon be crucified and his victory about the devil, but the people did not understand.
他讲到自己很快会被钉在十字架上，以及他将战胜魔鬼。但是当时人们并不理解。
The main topic in this last part of the chapter is that even Jesus did a lot of signs and miracles during his 3 years of ministry, the people did not believe in him.
本章最后一部分的主要话题是，即使耶稣在三年的传道生涯中行了很多神迹，但是最终人们并不相信他。Okay, so based onAbout Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become Christians. The first one, sister, why did Mary anoint Jesus' feet with expensive perfume and what did this act symbolize? 玛利亚为什么要用昂贵的香膏去涂抹耶稣的脚呢？这样的行为象征是什么呢？
Mary's personality was being a worshipper. She loved sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing him. She had an expensive perfume and put it on the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair.
玛利亚的性格是作为崇拜者，她喜欢坐在耶稣脚边去听他讲话。她来昂贵的香水涂抹在耶稣的脚掌上，并且用自己头发擦拭耶稣的脚。
That symbolized that she was anointing Jesus for his funeral. Maybe she even was not aware, but she gave the most expensive that she had for to prepare him for his funeral.
这象征着她为耶稣的葬礼涂油。也许她自己都没有意识到，但她已经用自己最昂贵的钱为耶稣准备了葬礼。Second one, sister. How did Judas...Iscariot react to Mary's act, and what does this reveal about his character? 犹太人犹大对玛利亚的行为有什么样的反应呢？这又显示了他自己什么样的性格呢？
Judas Iscariot said that the perfume could be sold and the money given to the poor.
加略人犹大说，香水可以卖掉。所得的钱去捐给穷人用。
Judas Iscariot was a thief, and it was interesting that Jesus, even he knew that he was, he left him the cash of the disciples. Maybe Judas Iscariot had a gift of handle administration, we don't know, but one reason Jesus had to left him administrate their money.
犹大实际上是一个小偷。有趣的是，耶稣甚至说也知道他是一个小偷，他把门徒的钱留给了他。耶稣、犹大本人有相应的管理天赋，但是我们并不晓得。但是出于一个原因，耶稣最终让他管理他们的钱。
It can be that it is written because of us that we get a clue how Jesus gives a chance to every one of us. Well, we all may come and get a chance in our life, but if we decide to work against Jesus, he does not oblige us, any one of us.
这可能是因为我们而写的，让我们知道耶稣是如何给我们每一个人一次机会。我们所有人都可以用来改变我们的生活，但如果我们决定与耶稣作对，他不会强迫我们任何人。Nice question for Caesar. Why were the chief priests plotting to kill Lazarus and what does this show about their attitude toward Jesus? 祭司长为什么要策划杀萨拉鲁？这表明了他们对耶稣的态度又有何转变呢？
The chief priest did not find any other measure for to stop Jesus than to kill him.
大祭司除了杀死耶稣本人以外，没有找到其他办法来阻止他。
They wanted to maintain their influence and power over the people and over Jerusalem. Even this means they have to go on living under the law of Moses, which nobody can hold and not get freedom from the law through Jesus and his work.
他们想要保持他对人民和耶路撒冷的影响力和权力，即使这意味着他们必须继续生活在无人能够遵守的摩西律法之下，也不能通过耶稣和他的工作摆脱律法的束缚。Next question. How did the people of Jerusalem react to Jesus' arrival? And what prophecy did this fulfill? 耶稣到达耶路撒冷的时候，人们作何反应呢？这又验证了什么样的预言呢？
It is Zechariah 9:9-13.Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king comes unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass.
这依据的是加拉利亚书第九章中的第十三小节。西安民呐，应当大大的欢喜。耶路撒冷的人民嘛，应当欢呼，看哪，你的王已经到来了这里。他是公义的，并且实施拯救于民。他是谦卑的，又骑着驴子而来。他就是那个骑着驴子而来的王。
And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth.
我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的马车，征战的弓也必须除灭。他必须向列国讲述平安，他的权柄必须从海管到陆地，从江河管到地极。
As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of thy pit, wherein is no water.
至于你，我凭着你立约的血，已将你的被囚之人从无水的坑中释放出来。
Turn you the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
你们这群被囚的盼望之人，要回转到坚固的保障。我今日才说，我必加倍报应于你们。
When I have bent Judah for me, filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made these as the sword of a mighty man.
我使犹大屈膝，以法莲为拉弓。 西安呐，我会兴盛你的种子，希腊呀，攻击你的种子，使你如勇士的弯刀。Next issue. Well, we just finished like a poem. So therefore, a new question for sister. What did Jesus mean when he said, the honor has come for the Son of Man to be glorified? 耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候来临了。这样的话去怎么理解呢？
Jesus looked a step further when he will rise from the dead and be glorified in heaven together with his Father. With the death at the cross, he won the battle against the devil and death.
耶稣更进一步展望了自己从死亡中复活，与他的父亲一起在天堂中最终获得荣耀。凭借十字架上的死亡，他赢得了与魔鬼和死亡的斗争。Next one, sister. So, why did Jesus compare his death to grain of wheat falling to the ground? 耶稣为什么将自己的死比作一粒麦子落在地面上呢？
He says it is necessary for the New Testamental church will be born and have a lot of fruit on earth and in heaven.
耶稣说，这对于跨越教会的诞生以及在天上和地上的繁衍是必须的。Next one, sister, what does Jesus say about those who love their lives in this world versus those who hate their lives? 耶稣如何看待在这世界上爱惜自己生命的人和憎恶自己生命的人？
He wants to give us a choice. Are we well etablated here on earth? Do we look about job career, our money, our earthly efforts, or do we prefer a spiritual side over life where God and the gospel of Jesus Christ have the first place, and there we even are prepared to suffer for Christ's sake, accepting that we are strangers in this world and that normal people are treating us like strangers?
耶稣想要给我们一个选择，我们在这个世界上是否得到了很好的待遇？我们是否会更看重我们的事业、我们的金钱、我们的世俗努力，或者我们是否更喜欢精神层面的生活？在那里，上帝和耶稣基督的福音放在第一位，我们甚至准备为基督的缘而受苦，而接受我们是这个世界上的陌生人。而正常人也把我们当成陌生人去对待。Next issue, sister. How did Jesus explain his purpose for coming into this world? What did he say about judging this world? 耶稣如何解释他来到世界的目的呢？他对审判世界又做了什么样的说明呢？
Jesus comes two times to this world. The first time he was born in a manger in Bethlehem as a poor child. Then he came to save us by his death on the cross. But he will come another time as a king, and there he will come to judge all human beings.
耶稣两次来到这个世界，第一次是作为一个穷苦的孩子，出生在伯利亚的马槽里。在那里，他通过在十字架上受难来拯救我们，但是他还会以君王的身份再次降临，然后最终审判全人类。
Those who has accepted him as a savior in his first coming will not be judged, but go directly to life after death.
那些在他第一次降临时接受他为救世主的人，死后也不会受到审判。而是会直接获得永生。
Those who heard his words and not received him will then be judged by the word they heard because they don't have any excuse.
那些听见他的话语却不接受他的理念的人，将会根据他们所听到的话语受到最终的审判，因为实际上他们没有任何新的借口了。Next one, sister.Why did some people still not believe in Jesus despite the miracles he performed? 尽管耶稣行了很多神迹，为什么始终有些人不相信他呢？
The human beings are always the same. In the Old Testament, they killed the prophets, and now in the New Testament, they killed the Son of God too.
人类总是一样，在旧约当中，他们杀死了先知，现在又在新约当中，他们杀死了上帝之子。
They prefer idolatry and don't want that the God, the creator of heaven and earth, is king over them.
他们喜欢崇拜偶像，不希望天地的创造者或者上帝成为他们的新国王。
This is why God became angry over them and they can't see the light because they prefer the darkness and their heart is hard because they prefer to harm their next.
这就是为什么上帝对他们感到愤怒，他们看不到光明，因为他们喜欢黑暗。人类的心肠很狠，因为他们喜欢伤害他们的每一个人，在他们的周边的每一个人。
They don't want to get the help from God who changes their life.
他们不想得到可以改变他们生活的上帝的帮助。
Lots of the religious leaders believed in Jesus because they knew all prophecies about him, but they did not want to get trouble, so they did not help him.
许多宗教领袖实际上相信耶稣，因为他们知道关于他的所有预言，但是他们没有遇到很多新麻烦，所以他们想，算了，我不要去帮助耶稣基督了。The last question, sister.What does Jesus mean when he says he's light of the world, and how should believers respond to this? 耶稣说他是世间之光是什么样意思呢？信徒应该怎么样去回应他呢？
Jesus refers to chapter 2 in the beginning of his ministry and repeats once again that he is the light of the world and those who believe in him will not stay in the dark.
耶稣在他的传道生涯中引用了第二章所述，并再次重申他是世界之光，那些相信他的人并不会最终留在黑暗当中。
But here he mentions the consequences when we be alone will stay in the dark. The word he has spoken will judge the people at the last day because the word he has spoken comes directly from God Father.
但在这里他提到了当我们自己处于黑暗中时会产生的后果。他所说的话要在末日审判其他人，因为他所说的话直接来自于他的天父启示。
So when we want to get eternal life and be in the light and see spiritually, we have to receive the words that Jesus talked and the disciple John has written down for us in this gospel here.
所以当我们想要获得永生，生活在光明中，并在精神上看见的时候，我们就必须接受耶稣所说的话语，以及门徒约翰在他的福音中为我们写下的话语。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。